This is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA1.
I'm Marty Johnson reporting. The Pentagon confirms 6 U.S. service members killed by a suicide bomber Monday on an attack on a NATO patrol near Bagram Air Base in Afghanistan. The Taliban claimed responsibility for the attack, saying their bomber killed 19 soldiers, but the Taliban is notorious for exaggerating casualties. NATO says it will investigate. Ayaz Ghul for VOA reports the attack itself goes beyond a simple body count.
It's interesting because that area north of Kabul is so secure and so sensitive, and this Bagram Air Base has been from the beginning under the U.S. control, and there has been quite a, the security has been really tight throughout these years. But this attack signifies and it shows the ability of the Taliban to reach anywhere they want to, and that's quite a setback for the security measures in that province, which is north of Kabul, the Parwan province.
Ayaz Ghul speaking on VOA. Opposition activists, meantime, in Djibouti say as many as 19 people died today there when security forces opened fire on a religious gathering in the capital. Witnesses said that troops targeted a crowd in the Bala neighborhood commemorating the late religious leader Sheikh Yanis Moose. Security forces raided the venue at around 5 a.m. local time. India's Supreme Court has rejected an appeal to keep one of 6 males who brutally raped a young woman in 2012 in prison. The court said Monday, under the present law, detention cannot be extended beyond 3 years. 5 of the offenders went to prison. The youngest, 17 at the time, was sent to a correctional facility for 3 years, the maximum allowed under Indian law. This is VOA News. President Obama is expressing confidence that those opposing the Islamic group will prevail, saying he thinks there will be significant process by the time he leaves office. In an interview with NPR News released today, Obama called the Islamic State a virulent, nasty organization.
It is also important for us to keep things in perspective. And this is not an organization that can destroy the United States. This is not a huge industrial power. They can pose great risks to us institutionally or in a systematic way, but they can hurt us.
The president stressed the worst damage the militants could do to the U.S. is if people change their way of life and values. Malawi has released 2 men charged with sodomy. The move is sparking fierce debate as religious leaders and politicians accuse the government of bowing to international community demands. Lamech Messina reports for VOA.
Malawi suspended a law criminalizing homosexual acts in 2012, pending a parliament review. That law was seen by some to be in conflict with the constitution, which calls for respect for human rights. It was used to charge 2 men arrested on December 7. Those charges were dropped Saturday. Malawi's Justice Minister Samuel Tembeno says the law remains suspended.
We are responding to the concerns that people have had that we have breached our international obligations. So people were complaining, especially the international community.
International watchdog group Human Rights Watch and the American and German embassies had condemned the men's arrest. Religious leaders are now denouncing their unconditional release. Lamech Messina for VOA News, Blantyre, Malawi.
Suspected Russian airstrikes killed dozens of rebels in the Syrian city of Idlib. University of Denver scholar Jonathan Edelman tells VOA he believes the attack was deliberate.
The Russians in general, as the American military pointed out recently, isn't as precise under any conditions. But in this particular case, it seems part of their broader strategy. And that strategy is that they want to eliminate anybody who is opposing Bashar Assad, except for ISIS, to make it very clear that then that's the only choice for the West. They're going to have to go with Bashar Assad.
Sunday's attack came as Human Rights Watch accused Russian and Syrian forces of cluster bombing in the Syrian civil war that has left 200,000 dead. The Russian military, meantime, says it has been unable to retrieve military information from the flight data recorder recovered from a warplane shot down by Turkey last month. The head of Russia's military flight safety service said an inspection of the recorder shows 13 of 16 microchips nearly ruined and the remaining 3 are damaged. It'll take time, but they may get some data. I'm Marty Johnson.
That's the latest world news from VOA.